We have in studio right now Isabel McDonald, co-author of the article The Shelters That Clinton Built, first published in the July 11th edition of The Nation.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Hi. A quote from JSource says that on the topic of this article, after the earthquake in Haiti last year, plenty of organizations rushed in to help. One of those was former U.S. President Bill Clinton's foundation, which promised to build several hurricane, quote, hurricane-proof shelter slash school duos. However, in a recent investigation published by the Canadian Center for Investigative Reporting, two journalists, one of whom is here right now, discovered promises that look good on paper do not always look great on the ground. Hi.
Hi.
I would
actually add that the promises were not kept. This was one of the very first projects of the Interim Haiti Recovery Commission. It was funded by the Clinton Foundation and proposed by the Clinton Foundation, but it's one of the few completed projects of the commission that was set up after the earthquake in Haiti to coordinate the country's reconstruction and to help manage the money that was coming in from international donors and ensure transparency in the reconstruction. And what's really significant about this project is also that Bill Clinton is the co-chair of this commission. So of all people and all projects, you would expect that the co-chair's own project would be executed in a manner that was consistent with the objectives that had been set out by the international community, by the Haitian government for Haiti's rebuilding. And a really prime goal in the country's rebuilding was supposed to be job creation. And what they did here was just import prefabricated trailers from a company that is one of the largest corporations in America, Warren Buffett. It's Clayton Homes, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway company, a company that was facing law is continues to face a lawsuit from Hurricane Katrina and Rita survivors who say that they were exposed to injuriously high levels of formaldehyde, a carcinogen, while living in these trailers in the wake of these hurricanes in the United States. And so what we really uncovered in this investigation was a profound lack of any due diligence that was done by the Clinton Foundation and a real lack of oversight by the Clinton-led commission that is supposed to be charged with coordinating and ensuring transparency in Haiti's reconstruction.
Right. And I guess we're jumping right into the topics, the specific topics of the article. So maybe in a minute you can give like a little bit of a broader overview. But just there was also formaldehyde found in the trailers that were actually in Haiti. Like that's been confirmed according to the article that you were writing, right?
Yeah, we did testing in the trailers and sent the results of the, basically we put out air samples and sent these air samples we've used a little tester that has been accredited by industrial hygienists associations, and we sent it to an accredited laboratory and they processed the air samples. And in a trailer that's being used as a sixth grade classroom in the city of Léogâne in Haiti, we found levels of formaldehyde that are 2.5 times what is generally considered to be a level at which you start having really negative health effects in most of the population if exposure goes on over a long period of time. Yeah. The other real health concerns, I think even more pressing than the level of formaldehyde in the one trailer, was the lack of latrines built by the Clinton Foundation. We looked at the proposal that the Clinton Foundation had submitted to the Interim Haiti Recovery Commission and that was approved by that commission. And they promised to build toilet facilities. They promised backup electric power supply. They promised all kinds of things that just were not, that just disappeared by the time these trailers were sent to Haiti. And this is a real problem because as Partners in Health has has done a lot to publicize. There is an ongoing cholera epidemic in Haiti, and there are a lot of cholera deaths very close to Laogan, where these trailers were installed, and the lack of latrine facilities, because these schools where the trailers were installed had been destroyed in the earthquake, so their bathroom facilities, their classrooms had been destroyed. The Clinton Foundation came in and replaced these schools with trailers, but they didn't provide the needed facilities to ensure that these facilities would be safe for children. And real concern is the lack of latrines. We know that trailers can get quite hot in, for instance, the southern United States. That has been the experience with the trailers that were purchased by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and that Hurricane Katrina survivors were relocated to after the hurricane hit Louisiana in 2005. And in Haiti, we're talking about temperatures that are higher and really high levels of humidity as well. And there's no system of ventilation because they stuck these trailers in areas where there's no electricity, and they did not provide the backup electrical supply that they said that they would. And so when we visited these trailers in mid-June, you would walk in and you would start just dripping with sweat. The kids all complained. A lot of the kids we talked to complained of having headaches on an almost daily basis. Even the mayor of the city, Laogan, had heard about the headaches that the children in the Clinton Foundation trailers were suffering from. So this was a failed project on many, many levels. And I think what we found it really came down to was the fact that the Clinton Foundation didn't seem to have consulted with the mayor's office. The foundation did not seem to have consulted with the teachers in any adequate way, or the directors of the schools to find out what the schools really needed. And what they wanted was for their schools to be rebuilt, not to have these trailers, which what we found was that they were actually starting to rot. There were a couple that had gaping holes in the walls. There were mold problems in a lot of them. There were leaks through the roof, through the windows, through the doors. Even when the doors and windows were closed, the water from the rain would come in. So they're completely ill-suited to Haiti's climate. And if you'd talk to people in Haiti before executing this project, there's no way you would have ended up with these trailers. You would have built real hurricane shelters using local labor, creating much needed jobs, and students would not have these problems with headaches and suffering from the heat.
Yeah, I was struck in the article just by where you were writing about teachers giving students painkillers during the day. Like, that's, I was sort of unbelievable, like, especially in a context that was supposed to be an international organization, you know, intervening and helping local students, and that the teachers were actually handing out painkillers to students. You were just talking a few minutes ago about testing. The article also noted that the Clinton Foundation people came to conclusions about purported safety through off-site calculations as opposed to actual physical on-site testing of these supposed shelters. Why do you think no actual testing of the trailers was done by the foundation? Could you speak a bit about that, maybe?
Yeah, I can speak about it. I mean, one of the things that's striking about this project is that the Clinton Foundation has sent trailers to Haiti to serve as what it has called hurricane-proof shelters. Mm-hmm. In the United States, the body that is responsible for issuing warnings to the public about hurricanes, FEMA, warns people on its website that in the event of a hurricane, if you are living in a mobile home, i.e. a trailer, evacuate no matter what. Doesn't matter how well fastened it is to the ground, evacuate it because it's not safe. So we were very curious as to how the Clinton Foundation had thought it would be acceptable to set up trailers and call them hurricane-proof shelters in Haiti, because this clearly would never be acceptable in the United States. And So I talked to the engineer at Clayton Homes, Clayton Homes was the company that had manufactured these trailers for the Clinton Foundation, contracted by the Clinton Foundation. And I also talked to a number of engineers who specialize in hurricane shelter construction. And I think that what happened was that the Clinton Foundation found a trailer company that is able to build what are called hurricane-resistant trailers, which is, if you are going to install a trailer in a hurricane-prone area of the United States, you need to make sure it's really well fastened to the ground, that it's built out of materials that will ensure that it won't fly out of the ground during a hurricane and smash into other buildings causing damage. So that's a hurricane-resistant trailer. And so that's one category of thing. But it's very different, and this is what all the engineers I talked to told me. This is a very different thing from a hurricane shelter, for which there are international standards, and there are standards within the United States as well if you are going to build a hurricane shelter. Most of the time, a hurricane shelter is built out of concrete because it's much stronger. If you're going to build it in an earthquake-prone area, you would have to have reinforcement so that the concrete wouldn't fall down during an earthquake. But nobody has heard of a trailer being used as a hurricane shelter anywhere. This was what the engineers we talked to told us. So I think at some very fundamental level, there was a real lack of research and expertise at the Clinton Foundation in terms of the relevant international norms, American norms, and acceptable safety standards for what they were getting themselves into with this project. And even when we talked to, because we eventually managed to get the Clinton Foundation to talk to us on the record just before the publication of the Nation article, and they still didn't seem to have gotten the fact that a trailer is not a hurricane shelter. They still seem genuinely confused on this issue. And they said that because we asked them about due diligence, and they said that they had relied on an outside panel of experts, and they basically tried to shift responsibility. They were saying, well, it's not us who's responsible for doing due diligence of, you know, the project that has Clinton Foundation plaques on every single trailer. It was the outside panel of experts. And they allege that the International Organization for Migration and Paul Farmer's office, the UN Office of the Special Envoy, and also another UN agency, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, they claimed that these organizations had representatives on this panel that had selected the trailer company to provide the hurricane shelters, and this really came as news to all of these organizations, because they did not consider that they had played a role in selecting this trailer company at all.
So this is a pretty large story, like a big scoop to get. What's the first step to finding this story? Like, where do you begin your research?
Well, basically, we began with this project because it's one of the few projects of the Interim Haiti Recovery Commission that has been completed, and it was approved at their very first meeting. There has been overall a real lack of coverage of this commission that is supposed to be guiding and coordinating Haiti's recovery. But one of the few journalists who has actually been covering this is my co-author on the piece, Isabeau Doucet, and she was working as a freelancer for Al Jazeera for much of the last year, based in Port-au-Prince, and her team from Al Jazeera was one of the first instances of coverage of this project. So we knew about the project from Isabeau's experience with Al Jazeera. We knew that this project existed, but really we decided to do this investigation because we wanted to see what this commission had accomplished, and this was one of the few completed projects. So that's sort of how we began.
Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. That interview totally flew by, but thank you so much for being here. That was great. And actually, maybe could you tell us where we can find your article online, and also the article, Arundel, I think up there there was another article about your experience writing the article, investigating the article that came out really recently.
Yeah, there's
in the last
a good article
on
jsource.com. If you just go there and you'll search in the Haiti shelters, and you'll find it. There's two parts, actually. It's a really good article. And the other one is at the National site, right?
The Nation, yeah.
The Nation.
So just
Sorry,
go
the Nation.
To thenation.com. And there is,
you can find it there.
And you can find it there. And I should also say that the investigation was supported and has been republished by the Nation Institute Investigative Fund. And there's also, I wrote a blog post for them recently about the fact that we got very recently got a response from the Clinton Foundation, which now says that it is looking into the problems we documented in the article.
Oh, wow.
And that they will fix any structural problems, which is quite wow. interesting, because we regard the whole affair to be
a
series of structural problems involving the commission that is charged with Haiti's reconstruction under Bill Clinton's leadership, with the problem of reliance on imports instead of creating jobs in Haiti. There's an endless stream of structural problems that can constitute this project. So we're now waiting for a response from the Clinton Foundation. We've asked them, could you detail exactly what steps you're taking? And they have not yet responded. So we will keep you abreast of that.
Thanks a lot.
Perfect. Well, if you want to get, we're going to put up the link to the articles on the CKUT Twitter. So it's CKUT at Twitter. We'll put up the links there. Thank you so much for coming in. Eh?
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, that does it for this edition of Off the Hour, produced by Montreal's Community News Collective. My name's Elise. I've been your host with...